All right, so get ready because we're jumping right into a crypto scandal. A crypto scandal that's making headlines, actually. The Meteora meme coin fiasco. You've probably heard of Meteora, right? They've been a major player in the whole decentralized finance space, DeFi, for those of you who know. But then, out of nowhere, their co-founder, Ben Cho, resigns. And it all traces back to this kind of insignificant meme coin called Libra. So how did a playful internet joke, a meme coin, end up bringing down this DeFi giant? Well, that's what we're here to find out.
You know, I think what's so interesting about this whole thing is that a meme coin, something people usually just brush off as a joke, could actually take down a company as innovative and as respected as Meteora. To really understand the impact of this whole thing, I think we got to go back and look at what made Meteora such a powerhouse in the DeFi world.
Right, yeah. Context is definitely important here. Meteora wasn't just some random startup. They were the real deal. I mean, they had these smooth integrations with all the major exchanges. Big institutional investors were practically begging to work with them, and they were just constantly rolling out these groundbreaking DeFi products. They had earned their reputation, you know. That sense of trust is pretty rare in crypto, especially with how volatile things can be.
Oh, absolutely. And a big part of that success story was Ben Chao. He wasn't just some CEO in the background. He was Meteora through and through, totally passionate about DeFi. He had this incredible ability to connect with everyone, seasoned investors, total newbies, you name it.
Yeah, for sure. He was seen as a visionary, a real leader in the crypto scene. But then, like you said, Libra meme coin enters the picture. And, well, the name kind of says it all. It started as just a bit of fun online, combining meme culture with blockchain tech. It was popular in certain online communities, but no one, and I mean no one, thought it would become a big deal. Not at first.
Yeah, and that's where things start to get wild. Around the end of 2024, there are these rumblings about Libra's value just going through the roof. It seemed almost impossible, and people started getting suspicious. Like, was there something fishy going on platforms like X, what used to be Twitter, and all the crypto forums? People started questioning it.
And then in early 2025, things really hit the fan when leaked documents suggested that Ben Chao was actually involved in some shady stuff related to Libra meme coin. We're talking about some really serious accusations here, manipulating the market, undisclosed financial ties, the whole shebang. All of a sudden, Meteora was right in the middle of this huge controversy.
And the pressure just kept building. And finally, Ben Chao resigned on, let me check the date. Yes, on January 15th, 2025. The whole crypto community was in shock, and it had a massive impact on Meteora.
They tried to do damage control. Meteora released this whole statement emphasizing how committed they were to transparency, but they never actually addressed the allegations against Chao directly. It seemed like they just wanted to brush it under the rug.
Yeah, I mean, it made a lot of people raise their eyebrows. It just seemed like they were avoiding the real issue. Because when you look at what Libra was being accused of, at the core of it all was this lack of transparency and potentially some pretty unethical behavior.
Okay, so can we break this down a bit for our listeners? What exactly were people saying Libra did wrong? I mean, how does a meme coin go from a joke to a full-blown scandal?
The biggest accusation was market manipulation. There were rumors that certain people, maybe even connected to Chao, were intentionally inflating Libra's price and then selling all their tokens to make a quick buck. Basically, a classic pump and dump scheme, leaving everyone else holding worthless tokens.
So it wasn't just about it being a meme coin, it was about people potentially being tricked and losing money through shady practices.
Exactly. And to make matters worse, there were issues with transparency, or I guess a lack of it. Information about Libra, like their white paper and any updates, was super vague. Investors had no idea what they were really getting into because they didn't have the information to make informed decisions.
So people were basically drawn in by the hype, the crazy price increases, but they had almost no real information about the project or how it even worked.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And this lack of transparency is a big deal because it just completely erodes trust, which is the foundation of any financial system. It's especially crucial in DeFi, which is still relatively new and trying to establish itself.
It makes you think about what was going on inside Meteora when this all came out. What were people thinking?
You know, from what I've heard, it was total chaos. Employee morale just tanked. People were questioning everything, the leadership, the lack of oversight, basically the whole company culture. Meteora started doing internal reviews and compliance audits, but by then the damage was already done.
And what about outside of the company? How did the market react to this whole bombshell?
Oh, it was swift and brutal. The value of Meteora's own token dropped like a rock, almost 15% overnight. Analysts were openly questioning if investors would ever trust Meteora's governance again. It wasn't about one little meme coin anymore. It was about the integrity of the entire company.
It's a crazy example of how quickly things can fall apart, especially in crypto where everything moves so fast. But this goes way beyond just Meteora. This has implications for the whole cryptocurrency landscape, right? It's not just a problem for one company.
Absolutely, this is a much bigger issue. Crypto commentators, even institutional investors, they're all worried. Scandals like this, especially when they involve a company as big as Meteora, can really hurt the industry's reputation. It just reinforces the idea that crypto is this unregulated Wild West full of scams.
And it probably doesn't help when you have regulators already kind of circling the crypto world, a little bit curious, a little bit concerned, trying to figure out how to deal with this whole new and complex thing.
Yeah, you're right. And meme coins, with their, let's be honest, often kind of shady tokenomics and all the hype-driven marketing, they just make things even more complicated. Regulators are probably going to push for stricter rules about how these tokens are launched and promoted, and that could make it harder for legitimate blockchain projects that are trying to innovate, but also stay compliant.
So what's next for Meteora? Can they come back from this? What can they do to rebuild their reputation and earn back all the trust they've lost?
I mean, that's the million-dollar question. How do you even begin to recover from something like this?
Well, let's talk about some of the strategies they could use to rebuild and come out of this stronger. What are some concrete steps they could take?
The first thing they need to do is a complete top-to-bottom compliance review. They got to show everyone, their employees and the public, that they're serious about preventing something like this from ever happening again.
Makes sense. They need to prove that they're playing by the rules and that they want to regain that trust, the trust of their employees and the whole crypto community.
Exactly. And on top of that, they need to find the right person to replace Ben Chao. Someone who can restore confidence and lead the company through all this turmoil.
Yeah, finding the right person for that job is crucial. They need someone with a solid track record of ethical leadership, someone who can really steady the ship. But it's not just about finding the right person, right? The process matters too.
Oh, absolutely. The whole process of hiring the new CEO has to be completely transparent. Meteora has to show that they've actually learned from their mistakes and that they are committed to ethical leadership. That means being open about how they're choosing the new CEO, getting different perspectives involved in the decision-making process, and maybe even letting the community have some input.
Letting the community have a say. Now, that's an interesting idea. It shows they're willing to be accountable and listen to different points of view. But besides finding a new leader, Meteora also has to work on their communication, both internally within the company and with the outside world.
Yeah, being open and honest with investors is super important. They need to directly address any concerns that investors have and clearly explain their plans for the future.
Yeah, because staying silent after a scandal like this, well, it just makes people more suspicious. They need to show that they're listening and taking action. It all comes back to rebuilding that sense of transparency and accountability that was, you know, pretty much shattered.
Exactly. But rebuilding trust takes time and a consistent effort. Meteora can't just fix what's broken. They have to think about the big picture, their long-term vision. What kind of company do they want to be? What role do they want to play in the future of DeFi?
It's a chance for them to not just recover, but to really redefine themselves. They could become the example of how to do things right in DeFi.
I agree. They're in a unique position. They can turn this whole crisis into a positive change.
All right, so as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I think it's safe to say that Ben Chao's resignation and this whole Libra meme coin scandal have sent shockwaves through Meteora and the entire crypto world. What started as an online joke, a meme, became this huge betrayal of trust, showing how important strong governance, transparency, and ethical leadership are in DeFi.
Definitely, and this isn't just a Meteora issue, it's a wake-up call for the whole crypto industry. The decisions they make in the next few weeks and months will be super important. They'll determine what happens to Meteora, but also the direction of the entire DeFi landscape.
You've got that right. Stay tuned for more, because when we come back, we're going to talk to some industry experts and try to figure out what the future holds for Meteora and the whole decentralized finance movement. So welcome back to our deep dive into this whole Meteora situation. It feels like this scandal has really kind of exposed some weaknesses in the crypto world. We've been focusing on Meteora and their next steps, but have other crypto companies, you know, have they faced similar situations? Are there any examples from the past that we can learn from?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And it kind of gets to the heart of something we need to talk about more. The need for better governance models in crypto. We've definitely seen stuff like this happen before.
You mean other companies getting caught in these scandals or having leadership problems?
Exactly. Like, remember the whole Terraform Labs collapse? That was a huge wake-up call for the industry. It showed how risky these algorithmic stablecoins can be and how important transparency is.
Oh, yeah, that was a big one. It really shook things up and made investors nervous.
Definitely. And then you've got the BitMEX case. That's a cryptocurrency derivatives exchange. Their co-founders got into some legal trouble over compliance issues, which made everyone worry about how crypto is being regulated.
So there's a pattern here, right? Like, not enough oversight and governance leading to these crises and people just losing trust in the whole industry.
Unfortunately, yeah. It seems like some projects are so focused on growing fast and innovating that they forget about putting strong governance systems in place.
It's like they're building the plane while they're flying it. Exciting, maybe, but also pretty dangerous. So what about Ben Chao leaving? Are there other examples of leadership failures like that in the crypto world?
Yeah, sadly there are. The FTX collapse is a prime example. They were a major exchange. Their CEO, Sam Bankman-Fried, everyone thought he was this brilliant leader, but then there were all these accusations of fraud and really bad management, and the company just imploded and he ended up getting arrested.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was huge. It sent shockwaves through the whole crypto world. So how do we prevent this kind of stuff from happening over and over again?
That is the big question. We can't just keep reacting to these crises. We have to start being proactive and build a more resilient and ethical industry from the ground up. And that's where people like Jane Patel come in. She's a real expert in blockchain governance, and she has some really interesting ideas.
I think I've heard of her. What's her take on all of this?
Patel says a lot of these crypto startups, even though they're so innovative, they don't really have solid structure for accountability. She thinks they need to start using some of the more traditional models of corporate governance. You know, checks and balances to make sure everyone's behaving ethically and leading responsibly.
That makes a lot of sense, taking what works in other industries and applying it to this new and crazy crypto world.
Yeah, we can learn from the mistakes of traditional finance so we don't repeat them in crypto.
So it's about bringing more structure and accountability to this whole decentralized crypto world. But how do you do that without, you know, killing the innovation that makes crypto so exciting in the first place?
That is the challenge, finding that balance. But I think it's possible. We could look into using things like DAOs, decentralized autonomous organizations, as a way to govern these projects.
DAOs, so how do those work?
Basically, a DAO is like a company that's governed by the community. Decisions are made by the people who hold the tokens. It could make things more transparent and democratic. The community gets more of a say in how things are run.
So instead of having like one person in charge, decisions are made by the whole community. Sounds interesting, but maybe a little chaotic too.
It definitely takes some careful planning and execution. Yeah, there are challenges like making sure everyone participates fairly and that big token holders don't manipulate the system.
But it seems like it could be a step in the right direction, moving towards a more decentralized system, more community-driven. Maybe that would help to spread the power out a bit, and that could reduce some of the risks we've been talking about.
Right, exactly. And along with trying new things like DAOs, we have to make transparency a top priority. It's not just about putting out a white paper. It's about making sure all project information is easy to find and understand.
Transparency is so important for building trust, especially with all the skepticism around crypto. But it's not just about putting information out there, right? It's about engaging with the community, actually listening to feedback, and addressing concerns.
Yeah, it's about being proactive and not just reacting when things go wrong. And part of that is having clear and consistent communication channels, whether it's regular updates, online forums, or those AMA sessions where people can ask the project team anything. Open communication is key.
It's about creating a two-way conversation, right? Where information flows both ways and the community feels like they're being heard and respected. But communication is just one piece of the puzzle. What about actually building and managing these crypto projects? How do we make sure they're built on solid ethical ground from the start?
That takes us back to what we were talking about before. Learning from traditional finance, we need to see more robust risk management systems, clear rules about conflicts of interest, and a real commitment to following all the regulations.
It's like finding the right balance, right? Between letting innovation flourish and making sure things are done responsibly. Too much regulation could stifle creativity, but too little just opens the door for people to take advantage of the system.
Exactly. It's definitely a delicate balance to strike. And it's not just on the developers and project teams. Investors have a responsibility here too.
So you're saying it's not just about building ethical projects, but also about supporting them, right? So how can investors help create a more ethical crypto ecosystem?
Investors have a lot of power through their investments. They can choose to support projects that are transparent, ethical, and have good governance.
So it's about doing your research, really digging into these projects, and looking beyond just the potential profits.
Absolutely. Investors need to be asking tough questions. Who's running this project? What's their background? What are their values? How are they handling risks and ethical concerns?
So they can be like an ethical filter, right? Putting their money into projects that align with their values and holding the others accountable.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just that initial investment. Investors should stay involved, participate in discussions about governance, and speak up if they have concerns.
Be an active and informed participant, not just a silent investor.
I like that. By using their voice and their investment power, everyday investors can have a huge impact on building a more ethical and responsible crypto space.
This has been a really eye-opening conversation. We've gone from this specific Miura scandal to this bigger discussion about the need for better governance and ethical practices across the entire crypto world. It seems like crypto is at a crossroads right now, and there are some tough decisions to make about where it goes from here.
I agree. It's a critical moment. The decisions we make in the next few years will determine if crypto lives up to its potential as this revolutionary technology, or if it just gets bogged down in scandals and mistrust.
And it's not just on the big players, the industry leaders or the regulators. It's everyone's responsibility. Everyone in the crypto space, developers, investors, even everyday users.
Yeah, everyone's involved. The future of crypto is being shaped right now, and we all have a role in making sure it's a future we could be proud of.
That's a great point. Speaking of the future, I want to get back to Miura. They've got a lot of work to do to rebuild their image and earn back people's trust. Can they actually come back from this? And if so, how? So welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've been unpacking this whole Miura meme coin scandal, and it's really highlighted some major issues in crypto. Governance, transparency, the need for ethical leadership, you know, the whole nine yards. But before we get back to Miura and what their future might look like, I think we should pause for a second and, you know, think about our listeners out there. What can they do as everyday investors to navigate this crazy crypto world? It can be pretty confusing, even overwhelming sometimes, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so much information, so much hype. The market is just constantly going up and down. It's easy to get lost. But there are some practical steps anyone can take to become a more informed and careful crypto investor.
Okay, so where do you even begin? What's the first step?
First and foremost, educate yourself. Don't just jump into things because of the hype or because you're afraid of missing out. That whole FOMO thing. Take some time to learn the basics. Like, how does blockchain technology actually work? What are the different types of cryptocurrencies? How does the market operate?
Yeah, it's like you got to learn the rules of the game before you start playing, right?
Exactly. And luckily, there are tons of resources online. Reputable websites, blogs, even educational platforms can give you a really solid foundation. The key is to be careful about where you're getting your information from. Look for stuff that's objective, based on research, and present it in a way that actually makes sense.
Makes sense. So build that knowledge base first so you can actually start to think for yourself and filter out all the noise, all that constant information overload. But once you have those basics down, how do you actually start evaluating specific projects? Like, is this a good one to invest in or not?
Okay, so one of the first things I always do is look at the team. Who are the people behind this project? The founders, developers, advisors? What kind of experience do they have? Have they done anything successful before in tech or finance?
Right. It's like before you see a doctor, you want to know their qualifications, right? Make sure they actually know what they're doing.
Exactly. And just as important as the team is the white paper. That's the document that lays out everything about the project, the goals, the technology, how the token works. Don't get scared off by all the technical terms. Look for clear explanations of how it all works, what problems they're trying to solve, and how they plan to actually create value.
And if they're being super vague or secretive, that's probably a bad sign, right?
Huge red flag. Transparency is essential. If they're not willing to share information about the team, the technology, or their finances, that should make you really question things.
So you're saying it's not enough to just look at the potential profits. You got to understand the project itself and the people behind it.
Exactly. And another really important thing is the governance structure. How do they make decisions? Who's in control of the development and the money? Do they have systems in place to make sure things are run properly and prevent people from abusing their power?
It's like checking out the checks and balances in a government. You want to make sure they have systems to prevent corruption.
Perfect analogy. A good governance structure brings stability and protects investors from risks. So, yeah, pay close attention to that.
This is all really helpful for someone who's just getting started in crypto. But what about people who are already invested? What can they do to encourage these ethical practices and good governance in the projects they're already supporting?
Even if you've already invested, you still have a say. Don't be afraid to get involved. Talk to the project team. Ask them about their governance, how transparent they are, what they're doing about ethical concerns.
So be an active participant, not just someone who's along for the ride.
Absolutely. Go to community meetings, join the online discussions, and make your voice heard. Let the project team know that you care about these things and you expect them to do things the right way.
And if they don't seem to care, or if their actions don't match their words, you can always pull your investment, right?
You got it. Where you choose to put your money sends a message. By supporting projects that are doing things ethically, you're actually helping to shape the future of the industry.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Exactly. And this is a team effort, remember. The more investors demand accountability and ethical behavior, the more pressure there will be on all these projects to step up their game.
Right. It's a collective effort. So this brings us back to Meteora. They have a lot of work ahead of them to regain trust and show that they can be a force for good in DeFi.
Oh, for sure. They've got a long way to go. But they also have a chance to use this crisis as an opportunity for real positive change.
So how can they not just recover from this mess, but actually become a leader in ethical governance and transparency?
Well, we talked about some of the key things: a thorough compliance review, a transparent process for choosing their new CEO, open communication with investors. But they can do even more.
Like what? What else could show that they're serious about changing?
They could create an independent ethics board, bring in experts in governance and blockchain tech. This board could provide oversight, guidance on ethical issues, and basically make sure Meteora is walking the walk.
That would be a big step. It shows that they're willing to be held accountable even by people outside of the company.
Exactly. And they could also go beyond just following the rules. They could actively push for higher standards for the whole industry.
So they could be advocates for positive change, pushing for more transparency and accountability across the board in DeFi.
Right. They could share what they've learned from this whole experience and work with other projects to develop best practices and ethical guidelines for everyone.
It's about going from like a cautionary tale to a role model, showing everyone that you can make mistakes, recover, and come out stronger and even more committed to doing things the right way.
Absolutely. And if they do that, they could not only redeem themselves, but also help to restore faith in the DeFi space and, you know, really unleash its full potential for good.
That's a great note to end on. The future of decentralized finance really is being shaped right now. Will it be a space where innovation goes hand in hand with ethical governance and responsible behavior? Or will it be filled with scandals and mistrust? The choice that we make in the next few months and years will determine the answer. And those choices are up to everyone involved, from individual investors to those leading the industry.
Yeah, it's a shared responsibility. We all have a role to play in shaping the future of this game-changing technology.
Well, thank you for joining us on this deep dive into the Meteora scandal and for exploring these bigger questions about the future of crypto. We hope this conversation has given you some valuable insights and encouraged you to join this really important discussion about ethics, governance, and the future of finance. Until next time.